British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's deeply sorry for the 1972 Bloody Sunday massacre in Northern Ireland. 13 martyrs were shot dead on the 30th of January of that year in Derry when British Army troops opened fire on crowds at a civil rights demonstration. Speaking in the British House of Commons today, Mr Cameron told lawmakers that an investigation into the events of that day showed that the actions of the soldiers were unjustified and that all those who died were innocent. The Prime Minister said the 5,000-page Savile report showed that there was no ambiguity about what happened and that British soldiers fired first and even killed injured protesters trying to flee.
Lord Savile concludes that the soldiers of the support company who went into the bogside did so as a result of an order which should not have been given by their commander. He finds that on balance the first shot in the vicinity of the march was fired by the British Army. He finds that none of the casualties shot by the soldiers of support company was armed with a firearm. He finds that there was some firing by Republican paramilitaries, but none of this firing provided any justification for the shooting of civilian casualties. And he finds that in no case was any warning given by soldiers before opening fire. He also finds that support company reacted by losing their self-control, forgetting or ignoring their instructions and training, and with a serious and widespread loss of fire discipline.
Well, earlier I spoke with Professor of Politics at the University of Ulster's Derry campus, Paul Arthur, about the likelihood now of prosecutions.
That has to be a prospect that there will be private prosecutions. The families of the deceased are divided on this. Some of them simply want acknowledgement and some of them have publicly said that they are prepared to forgive. Others have said they killed my brother, my father, and if it's proven that they did so and that they were guilty of murder, then they have to face the full tenet of the law. Now, as against that, private prosecutions aren't that easily to come by. And if you take another incident in Northern Ireland in 1998, the Omagh bomb, where 29 people were killed by dissident Republicans, some of the families have pursued to this very day the notion of taking private prosecutions against people. So it can happen, but it can be a very long, drawn-out affair and it can be very messy.
This event in Northern Ireland's history, how significant was it, if you put it into context, how significant was it a day in the Northern Ireland conflict and what followed?
I think it was hugely significant, not just for the city, but for the conflict itself. Because, you know, it's worthwhile remembering that the first British soldier was not shot dead until February of 1971. This was an event that happened in January of 1972, when, in fact, the army had been pretty successful in a war of attrition against the burgeoning IRA. But once this event happened, the numbers of people who rushed to join the IRA were huge. And secondly, whatever little respect, and it was very little respect, it has to be said, that the Catholic community had for British law and order, it disappeared on that day. I think a third point worthwhile bearing in mind is that immediately it occurred, the British Prime Minister set up an official tribunal conducted by the Lord Chief Justice, Lord Widgery, which reported within a very short time, and that report was seen as a complete whitewash. And in many ways, that report did more damage than the events in the day itself.